Actually, this afternoon, Sunday at 3 o'clock, they announced nearly most of the governors in the south. Only 5 are remaining. We are expecting them this evening. Tomorrow by 3 o'clock, we are hoping to announce the final presidential elections in Sudan.
So you think by Monday you should have enough of all the presidential ballot to make a decision about who won?
Yes, we are expecting this because actually we have been waiting for the other, you know, governors, for the other, those who are going to the legislative council. All we are about to finish only 5 of the governors in south of Sudan out of 10, but we are expecting them this evening. And as I said before, by tomorrow, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we will have all the results, including the president. They will be tabulated and announced immediately.
Throughout the process, what has been your observation about the Electoral Commission standards?
Well, actually, to our own standards, which we drafted and we put out our criteria, you know, at the National Election Commission. It went on well, it went on fair, it went on impartial, and this was actually observed by all the observers. They have some small, you know, remarks saying that maybe it's not up to the international standard, but to us, till this afternoon, we haven't witnessed any kind of violence, disorder, public disorder, or any kind of incitement to violence. The response for the participation of the voters was very high. It was about 65% out of those who were registered, 16 million. So the response is great. As the same way, this is actually was a very complicated, you know, election, not like what happened in the Western countries, because we have to vote to have 8 ballots in the north and 12 in the south, which demanded from us a kind of awareness for the public how to vote and how. And actually, it seems it went well.
Some people said that the tabulation had a problem and that the software that was used, some people said because you were hard-pressed for time, they should not be used. So people were tabulating it manually, and that could create problems with regards to the authenticity of the ballot. What do you say to that?
Actually, it is a wrong news item published by Reuters, correspondent from Khartoum. We are using, you know, the electronic tabulation. We did not give order to any place to stop that and to go to the manual one. And actually, we corrected this, and we are about, you know, to call the Reuters man here, whom every other agency have quoted him, and even the international media and all that. And because, you know, the explanation for this issue, it means that if we go to the manual one, this could give a chance for rigging if we want to play in the results and all that. And actually, the news item was very harmful. It is not true. It is untrue. We totally ignore and we totally say it is not true. We are still using the electronic tabulation as we put it from the very first.
What will the Electoral Commission say? Do you think this election was successful?
It is successful. The elections, 2010 elections, after 24 years of non-elections in Sudan, it was successful. And the participation, as I said, it was good. And it drew the attention of all the world, whom you know, many of the media were here, yeah, present to cover this process and all that. It is successful.